For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. A key group of lawmakers involved in the Russia investigation is supporting a previous assessment by the intelligence community that Russia did meddle in the 2016 presidential campaign, and they concentrated their efforts on trying to make one candidate win. This was a bipartisan finding from the Senate Intelligence Committee. It says that the intelligence community assessment that happened back in 2016 during the election and afterward was a thorough investigation and the work was sound and proper. They determined correctly that not only were the Russians responsible for meddling in the last election, but also that they had a preference for Donald Trump to win. The results show that they were not just trying to cause discord, but to actually hurt Hillary Clinton. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping at GetTheTea.com. Use promo code USA at GetTheTea.com.
Things got ugly outside of the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency in Philadelphia as more than 24 people were arrested. They were calling for an end to the agency known as ICE. KWW-TV reporter Alicia Davis was there.
We're seeing a lot of activity. A few protesters have got arrested, and the rest just lined up arm in arm. They say they're going to be out here indefinitely. They have donations of food and water coming in.
President Trump has spoken with three more potential Supreme Court nominees. He's also spoken with Utah Republican Senator Mike Lee. Lee is the only lawmaker on the president's list of people to replace retiring Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy. The president has also spoken with some federal judges. He said he will announce his final choice on July 9th. Democrats worry a more conservative court might overturn the ruling affirming women's right to abortion. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
The national average for a gallon of gasoline remains steady at $2.85, but the shocker comes when you compare the price to what it was last year at this time. With more, here's John Clemens.
We spoke to Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com, who gave us a different perspective of the price from last year to this time.
Well, for those motorists hitting the road for July 4, it will be the most expensive July 4th going back to 2014, the national average, some 62 cents higher than it was a year ago. That's going to cost motorists $1 billion more over the first 4 days of July than what they paid last year.
While the national average remained the same, motorists in Michigan saw a 13-cent increase. I'm John Clemens.
New developments from China. The government is now claiming they've created what they call a laser rifle. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
The Chinese say that weapon can burn up an enemy soldier more than a half mile away. Researchers quoted in the South China Morning Post saying the rifle can instantly carbonize skin and tissue, set a person on fire, and cause pain beyond endurance in the process. The paper quotes a laser weapon scientist who says the rifle can burn through clothing in a split second. The weapon is said to weigh about as much as an AK-47 with a range of 800 meters. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.